When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Look, we could read ticket texts all morning. I do want to get some phone calls in on this. Lions season tickets are going up again for the second year in a row. Reported 24% on average. Some of you much more. After 30% last year, yep. Some of you much more. The demand is there. The team is good enough. Is this simply just the cost of being great? What are you guys experiencing out there in listener land? Let's get to Mike in Shelby Township. You're on 97.1.
Good morning, folks. How you doing?
Good.
My tickets, well, I guess over 2 years, doubled. I'm in the lower level on about the 35-yard line. So this year's increase was 36%. And I've had them for 44 years, so I don't see me bailing out anytime soon. But, you know, the doubling over 2 years is a little heavy, but it is what it is. But I will add this. I can't go to the game this weekend, and I put them out for sale on the ticket exchange. I got $1,200 per seat.
Whoa.
For this Buffalo game.
So how much of that does it pay for your season tickets? Like doing that once a year, how much of that pays for the season tickets themselves?
Well, it was $6,100 for this season, the 24 season,
yeah.
For the whole season. So I got $3,600 less the fee, but basically I guess half.
Yeah, I mean, that's so pretty significant. Mike, you could still go to the other seven home games at half price, basically.
Mike, let me ask you this. Do they tell you ahead of time, or is it in the fine print? How many can you sell before you get your tickets either revoked or you get the warning?
I've never gotten a warning. I go to most games, but you know, the fine print is like 17 pages, so I've never really read it,
yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah.
No, I've never got the warning. Like I said, I've been 44 years.
Yeah.
I've sold maybe 10 in my lifetime. So,
oh, okay.
So I just couldn't make it this weekend and
yeah.
Took advantage of it.
Well, Mike, I want to get your response to this ticket text then, because someone says this is a ridiculous conversation that we're having because you guys, you being a season ticket holder, can just sell one or two games and earn your money back. Like, this isn't a huge deal. Do you agree with that?
I guess so. I mean, I would have gone to the game. I just couldn't. I'm not looking to sell them to get my money back.
No, I know. But just as someone who has that option as a season ticket holder, like if the pricing ever got to a point where, and you've had it 44 years, if it ever got to the point where you go, boy, this is tough, isn't there an easy answer built in?
The answer is yes, then.
Yeah, I guess.
For sure.
I guess. No. Yeah, I don't think we're being ridiculous. I think we're trying to get from fans what they're going through right now. But, John, to the ticket texter's point, sell one or two and there's no boo-hoo, right?
Right, but I mean the problem is you're if you're in that realm of I've got to sell one game to at least make up the difference, are you forced to sell the best game, the one that you want to be at the most?
Maybe, or two B-plus games that you also want to be at. And then the trade-off is who's buying those seats, because the people who have them are people who bleed this. They're passionate. They've had this for 44 years. Instead, you're going to get someone who just wants to be there because they're cool, because this is fun and new.
Well, yep. Okay, we're not L.A. Like, this is not people just show up because they're good. People are going.
I would say, John, every city's like that. The cool people that want to be cool and be seen there. I already witnessed it last year at the Tampa game. I saw somebody that I know, and I'm going to leave it there, that was there to be cool. I've never known them to root for the Lions or care about the Lions in my life. But, I mean, this happened with the Red Wings. It happened with the Pistons. They price out. The lower bowl becomes the executives and the place where you take your clients. That's what happens. But this happens all the time.
This texter says, wait till the corporate guys make Ford Field the quietest place in the NFL.
Yeah, I saw it happen. I went to Lucas Oil to see the Lions in their 0-16 season. And that Colt fan base had become corporate. Mm-hmm. It was like, it was the weirdest environment for an NFL game. It's night and day because the real fans have been paced out. This is a cyclical thing, and that's why I believe it's supply and demand. I'll just go to this about the secondary market and all that. This is why we don't need digital tickets, okay? They shouldn't be able to track what you're doing with your tickets. This, in the pre-digital world, I had a physical ticket. I could do whatever I wanted with it.
Did you hear we had the guy call in this week and say how he got around that? He went to an ATM with someone and did the transaction just as a normal transfer on the phone, but got cash in hand for the you know, the extra fee.
Yeah.
That's the workaround that some people
have. Oh, you used to meet somebody in a parking lot and give them the tickets, they give you cash.
Yeah, but on the
now
flip
they
side,
get,
the
now
ones
they
that,
get to know that you're doing that unless you go through
the
whole transfer.
The ones that you're buying, you more rely on the fact that they're actual tickets and not counterfeit tickets.
Right, but yes. I mean, look, you want to make sure the physicals are real and stuff, but you used to have all the ticket broker places physically that you could go to, and if you're a season ticket holder right now, you could walk into a ticket broker agency, and they give you so much, and then they would go do their thing. It's all traced now.
Let's get back to the phones. Tim in Rochester.
The man.
Tim, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. I think that last ticket text, though, just kind of, like, reiterates the whole discussion, if you can sell a couple games and break even. I mean, if there's that big of a gap, then this is like the whole bullwhip effect, because I think for the first 8 or 9 years where I've had tickets, it was, like, the same year over year, maybe slightly changes. But, yeah, I think it's been double the last 2 years, but when we say double, I mean it was like $1,000 for the season 2 years ago. Now it's like $2,100 next year. So, to me, it's a good problem to have ultimately.
Yes.
And let's keep winning and keep having the problem.
Yeah,
it's a great problem to have when your team is so popular and so good, and they win so much, and everybody wants to be there, and they're the hottest team of football and the best story in the league. Yeah, that's a good problem to have.
I mean, there's no good time to raise prices for anything, but if you're 12-1 and those notices go out, it's probably a little it's the softer landing time.
Well, you remember last year they hadn't even won a playoff game yet. It was right before the holiday.
Yeah.
And it was the biggest increase that people had seen in their life. And
sure, it was the first time they had won in their life.
I know, but that became like a huge story, and now the second year in a row, I wonder if people are just like, yeah, I kind of expected this.
Yeah.
Let's get to Nick in a truck. Nick, you're on 97.1.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good.
So, a little salt to the wound here. This is going to be my second year. I'll end up renewing, but now I just ended up my payment plan in December, and I got to start back up with next season right in January, where last year I started in March. So that, you know, there's no buffer in between. And then they also do the holiday ornaments that they usually mail out. Now I got to go schedule a time at Ford Field and go pick up this ornament. Like they can't pony up this to mail it out.
Huh. I hadn't even heard about the holiday ornament. That's one that they normally send to season ticket holders.
Yep.
I'm curious. Like, so I got Red Wings season tickets for the first time in my life.
You and didn't they get did, a holiday ornament?
No, they did not an ornament. They sent like a bag or something, but they sent it to our house. You had to provide your address. Like, Nick, I don't know. I'm not trying to defend the Lions here if they screwed up, but is there like a form that maybe you needed to fill out?
So supposedly, because I'm part of a bunch of ticket sales groups, and they changed it this year, so everyone within a 30-mile radius, they have to go pick it up.
Okay. Well, there's the answer. Yeah.
I can tell you, though, and I'm not agreeing with organizations and teams cutting cost through mailing.
Right.
And things like that. But I can tell you other professional sports do this. Right. I'm familiar with pocket schedules not being printed out anymore from teams. You know, they're cutting costs in places and things, and you don't get anything for free anymore. I've kind of just started to learn that too. It's we don't live in that world right now. Yeah. Everything has a price.
By the way, speaking of tickets, you can stop calling to win the tickets. We do have a winner for this Sunday's game against the Bills.
I think Greg wanted you to say that quickly.
Like 5 minutes ago. He's like, just tell them to stop. They can call about the topic, but they can't win the tickets anymore. Jared in Highland won a pair of tickets to see the Lions on Sunday against the Bills, plus passes to the Lions VIP tailgate at Eastern Market. That's from the Bullseye Group. That's open bar, all you can eat, 3 hours before kickoff. Go to bullseyeeventgroup.com for tickets today. We will have tickets before all these home games, even when the prices go up the way they have.
Congratulations, Jared. That's a great win.
Mm-hmm.
Time for one more?
Yeah.
All right. Let's end with dealer's choice, John.
Let's go with Steve.
Oh, you just want to go to Livonia. Uh-huh. All right. Steve, yeah. What's up? You're on 97.1.
Hi. I'm Steve Livonia. I had season tickets last year. Mine went up pretty much double. But I know that's about average for the NFL. What's really bugging me is that the benefits that the season ticket holders get last year, I don't know, when you go there, they do giveaways every game.
Yeah.
And if you weren't there in time, season ticket holders after the third quarter could go to an area in the stadium and get them. And if you miss that, you could call your rep and go down there and get them. Well, this year, they're not supplying any. If you're not there 2 hours early, you're not going to get a gift. And there is no way for the season ticket holders to get them after that. They quit the third quarter thing, and I have a new rep who isn't anywhere near as helpful, but every time I've contacted them, there's, oh no, we got rid of them. Last week, the hats they were giving away were gone more than an hour and a half ahead of time. And
people are showing up early.
Only had 20,000 of them.
Well, people are showing up early. It doesn't surprise me that 20,000 people would have got in early. I mean, we've seen that. They got the drink deals. And again, this team is on fire.
My advice for Steve is simply call your new rep and tell him where you're from.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. The birthplace of one, supposedly.
Steve calls him up and he's saying, look, I mean, seriously, help me out here. And then we can just play that drop for him.
Yeah.
97.1.
Hey, every single Friday night, FanDuel is giving all customers a bigger payout on select NBA first bets. First bets lets you get in on the action from the opening tip, and you can bet on things like who's going to score the first basket, which team will be the first to 15 points, and so much more. And best of all, you don't have to wait for the end of the game or the entire game to be over to see if you won. Just look for the Friday First in the FanDuel app to find your profit boost and visit FanDuel.com/Jansen to claim your first Friday First profit boost. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. Opt-in required. Max wager amount applies. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including token expiration. See terms for both offers at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Brian, good morning. Good to talk to you.
Good morning, Jim. How are you guys doing?
We're good, and we're happy to get some reinforcements back on defense, yeah. But let me start this way. Last week, with so many guys out defensively, they beat Green Bay on Thursday Night Football. Is there anything that slows this team down?
I don't think so, John. That offense is humming. And, you know, you have to defend all four downs when you're playing the Lions because, you know, they went for it five times, made four of them, finished the game with the ball. Just the way the coach wanted to. And so if it's third and five, most teams in this league are throwing it, John. You know they're going to throw it, except Detroit. They could hand it off to Montgomery or Gibbs again and just go for it on fourth down if they don't get the 5 yards. So they become increasingly difficult to defend, but we know the way they start games never changes. They're going to run it, and they're going to get the running game going, and they're going to pound Montgomery, and then eventually they're going to open things up. But I feel like they start the game the same way every week, and it's so effective in how they do it.
Even though the Lions have won, and they obviously won on Thursday night, they, as you mentioned, 4 or 5 on fourth downs, there have been a lot of people very critical of Dan Campbell. Where do you stand on his decisions to be aggressive on fourth down?
Well, I mean, one backfired, John, right? I mean, yeah. Deep in their own zone, they go for it, okay? And it gave Green Bay good field position. They end up scoring. But he's willing to take that gamble because I think at least in that game, and I don't think it's every week like that, but he knew that when you talk about the defense, I mean, I had to look up some of these guys, like defense to the depth chart, John. Like,
no
I wasn't
kidding.
Really sure some of those guys were. So he knew against a good offense like Green Bay, you know, you're probably going to have to – score, you know, into the 30s to win the game, which they did. And so I think each game is a little bit different. You know, getting some of the linebackers back or some of the defensive linemen back, he might not have to be so aggressive if he feels like the defense can go out there against Buffalo this week and slow them down.
Talking to Brian Baldinger, insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. I do want to get more into Lions and Bills, but get your thoughts on last night. Devondre Campbell quitting. We've seen, I guess, Vontae Davis retire at halftime. We've seen Antonio Brown go crazy and, you know, take his shirt off, but we don't often see this. So what was your takeaway?
Well, I was just trying to figure out, you know, did he play last? I know Dre Greenlaw came back from that torn Achilles and he was out there playing. You know, these guys that do this in the middle of a game, I feel like they eventually regret it. I know the emotions of a game, you know, and I don't know what led to it. I don't. But I just think, like, guys that put all this time, he's been in the league a long time, he's played for a couple different teams, he's been a good player. Like, I just feel like that's not the way you want to end your career, like just walking off the field and quitting on your team. Like, the season is 4 weeks long. San Francisco is not going to make the playoffs. It's a disappointing season. All right, that happens to a lot of teams, but it feels like there's a better way to finish a career.
Yeah, and I think so many guys, especially you've been in the league for a while, you forget how precious these jobs are, and you forget that there's guys at the end of training camp that get cut that would give an arm or a leg, maybe at least a couple of fingers, to be where you're
at. No question, John, and that's part of it. Like, you know, we all walk away from the game for whatever reason. You know, sometimes it's just time to go, injuries, whatever. But, you know, the things that we always remember are the fun times, the away games, the locker room, mm-hmm. some of the things that you do, like in training camp. Like, those things kind of stay with you. And just kind of give it all away for whatever emotion hit them last night. I don't know. I don't think most people think about a pro career, and that's That's how I want to end it. That's how I want to get out of this thing, by walking off the field.
Brian, let's get you out of here on this. The matchup specifically, Lions defense against Allen. Can Allen single-handedly win this game? Who do you think gets it done?
Well, I feel like he single-handedly, I mean, put up six touchdowns against the Rams last week. It was amazing. His talent is ridiculous. I mean, from anywhere on the field, he can strike. And if he just sees, any receiver, Matt Collins, out of the corner of his eye, he might just chuck it 60 yards. That's what he did last week. Or he might just run it 60 yards. He's an unbelievable runner. Like the idea that, okay, we'll just spy Josh Allen on third down. Well, I don't know if any one person can stop that guy once he gets going. I mean, look, I think he's the MVP of the league. Maybe Saquon, maybe Jared Goff, who knows. But you're going to have to defend one of the best players we've ever seen at that position in this league.
It's Brian Baldinger. We check in every Friday talking football. Appreciate some of your time.
Thanks, Jim. Take care, John.
Yep.
See you guys.
See ya.
Yep.
Well, Randy Moss, we know, is currently on this extended leave of absence from ESPN due to an unspecified health condition, and he's not yet disclosed what is actually going on, right? He's kept that private, but he did announce on Thursday that he's going to be on Instagram Live. He's going to do a video today at noon. Now, he didn't specify the purpose of the video either. Perhaps maybe he's going to explain what's going on, or he wants to clear up. There's been some controversy on social media. People have speculated what's going on, and his son is jumping in and saying, no, that's not true. And also, it's not your right to say anything. Like, right. He hasn't even said anything. Why are you saying something? Like, it is his story to tell. So perhaps that's what it's going to be. But check it out. He'll be live at noon.
And again, it could be him telling people what's going on. It could be him saying, guys, it's deeply personal. Yes. It's not something I want to share.
Right.
It's entirely his choice.
Exactly.
I don't usually tune in for some of these, but having known him a little bit and her hearing some of the, rumors.
Yes.
I am going to tune in because I just want to know, is he going to be okay? And if he just says, hey, it's none of your business, I am going to be fine. I have to take him at his word and just, continue to keep him in your prayers.
Exactly. A former exotic dancer and the woman at the center of the Duke University lacrosse scandal admitted on Thursday that she lied when she accused three players of raping her in 2006. Crystal Mangum spoke on the Let's Talk with Kat podcast saying, quote, they trusted me that I wouldn't betray their trust, and I testified falsely against them by saying that they raped me when they didn't, and that was wrong. She went on to say that she made up the story. She said, I made up a story that wasn't true, and she said she did it because she wanted validation from people and not from God. That was her quote. She's currently in prison for second-degree murder. She killed her boyfriend. Yeah, so she's serving some time there. She did also ask for forgiveness from the three players.
Listen, there's a lot of women who don't get believed as it is. You only hurt that when you come out and lie blatantly like that and try to ruin people's lives. It's terrible person.
Yeah. Living in Michigan, we all kind of know what to expect each winter, right? Sometimes I think some of us actually do forget what it's like to drive in the snow, but we've experienced before. Like, we should be prepared for the cold, for the snow, for our driving conditions. But some people haven't driven in the snow or in the cold before, including Lions' Terrion Arnold. This is his first time actually seeing the snow. He's from Florida. Wait,
this is amazing.
Right? Like, he never even
went to Alabama.
Has seen snow, which is, it's like hard
it blows
for me.
Your mind.
Right, because this is where I grew up.
We think it's where Jim grew up, but we're not sure.
But no, did you just see snow too?
No, Heather.
Oh, was it really cold? Did you know that each snowflake is uniquely different?
Yeah, and it
did
does snow at Christmas.
Wow. Anyway, Arnold has shared videos on his social media about, being in Detroit and how bitter cold it is in the snow. But now he shared another video about his experience navigating in the tricky conditions. Mm-hmm.
And it's cold.
It is cold. Yeah. It's very cold.
Do you think he'll get used to it?
No. I'm not used to it, and I've been here my entire life. Yeah. Like, it is cold. It's so cold, and I know that it's going to be cold, but yet I go out, when we had snow, and we get here early, right? So there's no, nobody shoveled the walkway. So there was, maybe an inch and a half, but I wore these little tennis shoes without socks on, and the snow is going down my shoes, and I keep forgetting, I need to wear boots. It is cold.
So a lot of times when people come here, right, they don't understand how cold it is. They don't understand what driving in snow is like. I wonder if he got a list of things like he's supposed to do when he comes to Michigan. I wonder if he's been to Bronner's.
Oh, I bet not. You guys should go together.
Yeah, you and T.A.
Yeah. And you know what? We should go too, and we can like lead them through
it. Yeah, we can guide them through it.
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. And if it snows, one of us can drive since we know how to drive in the snow.
Me too. I'll save this next one about Christmas movies.
Oh.
Save that one when we have Valenti in studio.
I will.
Okay, perfect. We got him coming up at 9:18. We got the picks coming up next on a Friday. It's 97.1. We got a Football Friday.
Thanks this one probably won't be on the Christmas album. At least not this version.
No?
No.
You don't think you could rap?
No. No.
Okay.
No. I absolutely not.
I was waiting. Yeah, I was going to see if you go for it.
No. You would think. I mean, because I mean, my sweet spot, because I like some of the classics, is they're more not singing, but more telling a story, talking with some cadence.
I'm waiting for the hip hop Jansen.
No,
Christmas
I'm not going to bust out the rap like you busted out the disco yesterday.
Well, and we'll keep the disco open for people. We just got done picking the game 248-539-9797. Do you want to dance at the double digit disco? We got Mike Valenti coming up at 9:18.
Apparently, he doesn't.
And he's trying to shame me because I won't make a lunch bet with his producers.
Yeah. Trust me, it's not the first time he'll try and shame you.
There's not one person at the station that joined us.
Yeah, I don't think that's fine. Carson Anderson didn't. Mike Errico.
That's kind of why I felt like earlier today when we were talking about this, like maybe I somehow bullied you guys into the double digit discount. And I know Tom, you're not because we were on the 14-3 train to begin with, and it took much more evidence and proof for
Mr. One Upper.
Yeah, Mr. Costa here to get here about what 2 weeks ago.
They won me over. It's been more than 2 weeks, and I see what you see. We're just telling people what we think. This is a 10-day window to prepare. They're getting their D-line back.
Mm-hmm.
The Bills have been blown out before on the road against a good team in Baltimore and Detroit. They stand as a team with no equal, and this is a spot for them to prove it.
And here, just to reiterate, I think getting the defense back is a large part of it. But offensively, when I've watched the Bills' defense play, and I pair that with what I believe Ben Johnson, the type of game plan he's putting together for this, I don't know. I really don't know how the Bills slow down this offense because it's the 1-2 punch in the backfield. It's the play action, and you put those linebackers in conflict, and then all of a sudden you've got Laporta, you've got Amon-Ra St. Brown over the middle, you've got Reynolds, you've got J-Mo deep. Like, I think everything is on the table for this offense. And I am so excited for 425. And I hope this is one where the Lions win the toss and they take the ball. And they just go down and they ram it down their throats. And then they get the ball back after Josh Allen make a couple of plays. But eventually they get the ball back and they go down. Before you know it, they're up 14-0. And they just keep pouring it on and pouring it on. And just they step on their throat and they just absolutely crush them. And they send a message to everyone in the NFL, look out because you can't do anything against the Lions this year.
Detroit's done it. Big spots at home with double-digit wins. I think Buffalo's good. I think Detroit's great. I think that's the selling point. You guys don't have to dance, but we'll throw it out there. 248-539-9797. A chance to dance at the double-digit disco. A 10-point win or more for the Lions on Sunday against the Bills. We're also going to keep taking phone calls talking about the season ticket increases. Okay, we exist as a sounding board for fans. Yeah. This is a deeply significant jump for a lot of you. 30% a year ago, 24% this year, and we know those are the averages. Some of you are feeling the squeeze even more. So your reaction to it, is this just the cost of having a great football team? Or do you think that they are pricing out some of their diehard long-term fans and could have done this more tactfully? I know they're still only league average. I know they're not doing anything wrong. It's a business.
Well, they're just now up to league average. They're not only league. They're just now up to league average.
What I'm saying is I know it's a business, and I know they can, and I know the demand is there. Just because you can doesn't mean you should. I guess what I'm saying, John, is a more gradual increase would have made sense to me. Like, as soon as you get good, you go 1-2 punch to your fan base back-to-back years, maybe 5 or 10% at a time.
On the flip side, I've just played devil's advocate. On the flip side of that, while you were bad, they weren't overcharging you. They're just now getting up to league average. And they weren't overcharging you. You weren't seeing these 30%, 24% increases. And it wouldn't have gone over well if you weren't winning.
Counterpoint. They're not trading first-round picks. Brad Holmes is trying to build this thing for the long haul. Yep. Gradually raise the prices on everybody. I think everybody knows prices are going to go up. Everybody knows a winning ticket is going to be a more expensive ticket. People have tried to buy on the secondary market. They know the prices were going to go up. I think to see it go up two big jumps in back-to-back years, forever feel for fans who suffered through all the losing and now feel like the team, it doesn't give a damn about them. But again, there's 22,000 people on the wait list.
Yeah.
That's not a small number. The stadium only holds 65,000. 22,000 are ready in line to take your seats if you don't want to pay the prices.
And here's just a little perspective. Now, I know that this wait list has completely gone away, but when I was in Washington, my rookie season, one of the things that blew me away was they had a wait list of over 100,000 people. And the wait list, what the anticipation was, if you signed up, it was going to be 30 to 35 years before you got that call. Now, that's worn away. A lot of that was ownership, and it was losing seasons. But there were people that had put their kids, when they were born, on that wait list.
Oh, yeah.
In 65.
Well, that's like Packer fans. They just passed that down.
And the hope that when their kid was 35 years old, at about that time, their name would come up, and then they could make that decision. Did they want to get, you know, Redskins season tickets? So we're not at that point.
No.
But that's where this is going, because of the fact that the Lions are winning. They're winning with young players. They've extended those players, and we expect this winning to continue.
Yeah. And again, the backdrop is, this is a good problem to have. We've said that this morning. It's a good problem to have. Hottest ticket in the league, hottest team in the league, best team in the league. Everybody's excited. Let's get to the phones. Pam in Dayton, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
First of all, John, there are some decent people who live in Ohio. We are Michiganders who have been displaced.
We refer
to this as the armpit of the Midwest.
Hey, as I understand it, and there are good people that live in Ohio, but they come from outside the state. So
preach it.
Glad to hear that you're doing well, and I hope you enjoyed a couple of Saturdays ago.
That was heaven. That was heaven. We do have our Michigan flag out. I do wear. We walk around. It's a secret cult. You walk by somebody, you go blue.
Yes, loud and proud. Don't be secret about it. You own that state.
But I've been my family's been a season ticket holder since 52. I grew up in Detroit. We moved to Chicago for 9 years. We drove back to the Lions. Mm-hmm. Got stuck, moved back to Michigan. Got stuck here in Ohio. I drive up every game. I have gas costs. When it's these late night games, I have to spend the night. They don't cut us any slack. I was one of the idiots that sat there at 0-16. They didn't do anything for us. I sat in the Silverdome in a section by myself, my husband and I. They keep raising the prices. My husband has passed. This is killing me. Absolutely killing me. And I think you guys have hit it. It's going to be corporate. It's going to be California people. We don't want to turn into the Rams or the Chargers or the Niners. You want your homegrown fans there rooting on your team, and they're going to price us out of it.
Will you be able to still have your season tickets next year?
It will be extremely difficult, but I will try one more year. But after that, I mean, it's tough. And this is not just a fandom. This is part of my family fabric. I went with my grandfather. Then I went with my husband. Our second date was down at Tiger Stadium. This is going to be tough. And we stood by them through the hard, hard years. You know, people making fun of us, and why don't you sell your tickets, and why don't you boycott? Our team has enough money from the TV rights to keep that team going. So at some point, I think not treating us with respect. You wanted to raise the prices? Raise them according to the seasons that you've owned them. These new young people coming in, jack their prices up. But those of us who have stood behind you when you sucked, and I mean sucked bad, though I did enjoy watching you, and I love watching TJ, but, you know, we were there. We were filling those seats. And the food prices, those are going up too.
Yeah.
I would say our food, we have, when we go, we get, my son goes with me, two beverages, no alcohol, two sandwiches, usually Slows, maybe Lefties. We walk out of there with a $100 food bill.
Yeah, no joke.
Plus my parking, plus my tickets.
So Pam, I feel awful that you're having to make this decision, that you're in this place, because you've had so many great memories. And I do want to ask you one thing before we let you go.
Sure.
And it could be a game because of the outcome of the game, because of the environment. It also could be a game just simply because of maybe who you were with. What is your greatest memory that you've had as a season ticket holder for the Detroit Lions?
I don't know if I could name one. I mean, it's just being there with my husband, being with my grandpa. I mean, they just ran the article about the mascot. I remember those mangy-looking mascots. Yeah. I was real young, but I remember those. I was like, oh, my God, that's the best you can do. you know, I mean, there's some. I have lots of highlights in my head. I'm not a real good favorite person.
Yeah.
You know, Barry's run.
Yeah, Pam, we don't mean to put you on the spot with it. It's clear. Yeah. It's clear. Yeah. You've gone through all of the bad times, and you want to be there for all of the good times. And we've even reflected. I mean, you can hear the emotion in your voice that they would win, and the loved ones that you went to games with wouldn't be there to see it. It does kind of, and who's cutting the onions? It does get people in the feelings.
Oh, yeah.
248-539-9797. Talking about these tickets and these increases for you guys. We're a sounding board. It's 97.1.